From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, September 9th. I'm Sarah Reith. The 2020 census is winding down at the end of this month in the midst of fires, a pandemic, and never enough money to go around, which local community groups say are all really good reasons to participate in the decennial count. Yesterday afternoon, as the inland skies turned red with smoke from various fires and much of the 3rd District was under evacuation orders, two project managers from the Community Foundation census efforts talked about networking with various organizations to convince people, from a safe distance, of course, to fill out the documents that will generate the data that will be used in formulas to fund services, fill potholes, and determine congressional representation. The county received a state grant for local outreach, which it used to subcontract with the Community Foundation. Paloma Patterson, one of the project managers, talked about the challenges she was expecting this year and how they stacked up against what actually happened.
We knew going in that the census was going online and that this, as you're right, was a huge change for the history of the census. In advance, we knew that was going to be a challenge for more rural communities such as ours. So we actually, the foundation bought a bunch of iPads. We were going to get hotspots. And so one of our strategies was after the initial major sort of self-response period, we were actually going to go physically to locations with these and help people fill out the census. And then unfortunately, when, you know, COVID hit, that all of was sort of rendered impossible. And so, you know, that I think that's been like the main change, that we haven't been able to physically go to locations. And so I think as a result, we've really relied a lot on sort of more of that digital social media outreach, certainly print radio ads, you know, PSAs going, and then really relying on both the Mendocino County Complete Count Committee, which is an entity of a large group of organizations locally that are all working to, you know, get the count out in Mendocino County, as well as individual, what we're calling individual champions in different regions. So you had people literally get on the phone and call their neighbors and text their friends. And, you know, that's, we've had to rely a lot on that sort of one-on-one individual outreach because, you know, it has been very challenging. And, you know, an added challenge has been the extension of the timeline and then the shortening of the timeline. And then, you know, there's been a lot of kind of back and forth, which has definitely added to that. But there is still time to complete the census, even though time is running out.
Miranda Ramos is a co-project manager on the coast. Communicating about health in the community is a big deal for her.
Miranda, you've been active in the Mendocino Latinx Coalition and figuring out how to reach out to people in the Spanish-speaking community, especially who've been really hard hit by COVID. And it sounds like some of the strategies overlap, like going to people in churches and kind of just cornering people where they are. So can you talk a little bit about how these two efforts to, you know, get information to people are overlapping, or if there is an overlap?
I hope I haven't cornered anyone. I hope I haven't made them feel threatened in any way. And strategy almost has moments of feeling like a crass word to me, because really it's all about relationships. It always is. And, you know, the influencer campaign that we've been using, that's all about relationships. You know, the people who are known and trusted within the community in Anderson Valley or Laytonville or Gualala or any of those areas, when they pick up the phone, they send a text, they post on social media, they're like, this is what the census is, this is why it's important to me. And those same messages can be used around other public health issues such as COVID-19 or things like that.
There has been some success in counting people in the 23 census tracts in the county.
We've already exceeded the 2010's response rate. That being said, that self-response rate is like 54% or 53-something percent.
We have several tracts, including the Anderson Valley tract, the Gualala Point Arena tract, Little River Albion, those areas that we blew past their 2010 final self-response rate months ago. And that really does speak to the work of the people in the communities who are getting the word out and doing that. And the tract down on the South Coast, I think they've surpassed their 2010 rate by like 25% or more at this point. So, I mean, huge. It's still, you know, there's still a lot of people who need to be counted down there and throughout the entire county, but we see reflected in the response rates. The resources that we've been able to help coordinate and the efforts by local community members are reflected in major increases in response rates in areas where there have previously been major undercounts.
And there's a phone number which you can call or text in Spanish or English with questions about the census.
If you call it, you're going to want to leave a voicemail, and I will call you back very promptly. It is 707-336-2459.
Patterson added that one attempt at combining physical interaction with the influencer campaign is through mobile questionnaire assistance events, or MQAs.
And they've been going to different areas every week. So local farmers markets, grocery stores, really all over Mendocino County. And what we've been doing is through our social media, publicizing those as events through Facebook. And so what actually someone can do, for instance, if you're out in Laytonville and you don't have, you know, internet, you can't get through the phone, if you want to go down to the local farmers market on the day that that table is there, what you can do is you can connect with the census representative right then and there. So that's another alternative as well. If somebody doesn't feel comfortable, is to follow us on Mendocino County's Facebook and look for those events and look for when those MQAs are going to be in your community and just show up.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.